Welcome to Cinema Savants. He's Dodd Vandenberg. I'm Rob Steele, and we've got a lot of movie news to get through. Some of it you'll like, some of it you won't, and some of it makes a lot of sense, which is frankly overdue in the planet, if we want to be picky about it.
Right.
YouTube, which normally we don't cover, but YouTube did something movie related, kind of, concerning the movie Bird Box, because there have been a lot of Bird Box challenges, which is kind of like the Tide Pod challenge. Ooh, I can eat this detergent, which sounds like a bad idea. That was the Tide Pod one. The Bird Box one was people performing tasks while blindfolded, like driving a car. No, that's stupid. Don't do it. And YouTube has decided to ban all Bird Box challenge videos.
Thank God.
You know, good idea.
Yeah, really good idea. Although, well, maybe in a way, they should encourage them, because those people won't have the opportunity to breed, hopefully. I mean, if you're that stupid.
The thing is, you know, the driving thing, else. You know, because right. Then you could drive into someone who we would like right, to exactly. keep around.
Exactly. That's the problem. That's maybe just, I don't know, aim it. Before you put on the blindfold, aim at a wall and drive as fast as you can at it. It's just, this whole thing of the challenges is so mindless and stupid. You know, if it's for a fundraiser, like the ice bucket challenge, and the whole point was to donate money for a good cause, that's one thing. Other than that, it's like, go ahead, detergent moron. Go ahead, right ahead and do that.
I mean, the ice bucket thing was very different. I even helped my kids do that. Which was fine. That, you know, it doesn't hurt anybody. It makes you cold for a few minutes, but it doesn't hurt anybody.
Right.
And unless you do the boiling water challenge, which was, don't do that. I'm sure someone did somewhere, and it turned out poorly.
Amazing. Didn't catch on.
Speaking of things that are going poorly, and I just realized that there's actually a third party in this, because I misread it the first time. J.J. Abrams' company, Bad Robot, is, I think they're being sold, actually. The problem is, we're not sure to who, because right now in the bidding war is Disney and Warner Brothers and Universal. I somehow missed Universal being part of this the first time. It's,
of course, Disney's part of
it. It could be. It's expected to, the company's expected to fetch around $500 million, which, part of me gets it, but I think something, actually it was in the comments section of this article that made me think, is it really worth that much? Because it's no longer so much Bad Robot as it is Bad Reboot. And I went, you know what? Because a lot of the J.J. Abrams stuff that he's been doing lately hasn't been original stuff. It's been rebooting stuff and not necessarily as good as the original. I mean, it's got more lens flares. Woohoo! But I don't know. You think Bad Robot's worth $500 million?
Does J.J. Abrams come with it?
Doesn't say.
See, if J.J. Abrams doesn't come with it, it's
company. What's the point?
And what's the point? I mean, he was a producer of Cloverfield and the Star Trek reboot, which worked pretty much well. I mean, they've continued the Mission Impossible movies, which so far are doing well. But, you know, they also have the Cloverfield paradox. You know, overall, they're doing really well. But again, if J.J. Abrams isn't really guiding it, what's the point, like you said? Disney should just pull out some pocket change and buy it. I mean, why not?
We bought the New York Yankees. How many of the players came with it? None. Why?
Yeah. Right.
Congratulations.
Basically.
You've got a name.
It's a similar thing.
Yeah. Oh, geez. So anyway, speaking of money, let's go to a streaming service story. Because we talk about Netflix movies a lot. And I think Bird Box was a Netflix thing. So we've already been there. They're raising their prices. Dun, dun, dun. The basic plan is going to jump from $8 to... Ready? $9. The most popular plan jumps from 11 to 13, and the premium plan with 4K capabilities will jump from 14 to 16. Ooh, $2 a month. $24 a year. And is this going to, I mean, it's not going to kill them, but they do need the money.
They do need the money because they are producing series and movies, and they're coming out with more better things a lot frequently, as opposed to movies like Bright. They seem to be doing better with actually putting out quality content as well. And they still got to pay Adam Sandler. So, I mean, $24 a year, I mean, you could probably skip that large pizza with six toppings once a year and pay for this price increase.
Seven if you got the coupon.
Yeah. It's just, it's going to raise God knows how many millions and millions of dollars for Netflix. It's, you know, prices go up. This is not the end of the world. Surprisingly, I haven't really seen too much negative reaction to this. Mostly it's just been, like we're saying, it's like, oh, okay, they went up a little.
Yeah, okay.
Not like they went up $5 a month.
Yeah.
It's if they were offering less, that would be one thing. But they continue to offer a lot of good things. I mean, I'm sure at some point we will be talking about something that they've added, or if not, we'll be talking about all these new things and a lot of pretty interesting, cool things on Netflix. So a buck or two a month? Sure, absolutely.
By the way, it's almost become
a utility.
Would like to point out that if you hear music in the background of this show, it's not our fault. Nor are we playing it, so you can't, you know, exactly sue us for rebroadcasting stuff. That's our neighbor who won't shut the f- up.
Yeah, it's kind of my fault, but anyway.
Yeah.
But I can't control it, so there you go.
But you see, I brought that up for kind of a reason.
And yes.
It has to do with Amazon. Just so I can cut one of my own words out of my thing. See, that self-censorship. It comes from looking at the way they're promoting the Grand Tour, which started season 3 this past Friday on Amazon, which is really Top Gear, but it's the Grand Tour, whatever. They created a hashtag for it. Did you see the hashtag, by the way?
I did not see the hashtag.
Okay, the hashtag is hashtag Amazon's Hit Car Show, but it's all one word, and it's even got the three stars of the show, Hammond, Clarkson, and May, looking at it going, there's something very wrong about the way that looks, because it looks like Amazon Car Show, because the S and the Hit kind of run together, and that's where your eyes are drawn.
Mm.
I'm just saying, I think it's actually a fairly decent marketing idea. Makes people go, does that say what I... oh, it doesn't. Never mind. But they've still got it in their heads. And then if you find out what it means, it takes you to the show. Fine, I'll watch the show. It works. I'm just saying.
Pass it along.
Yeah. So, something else that works. And I'm amazed that this hasn't caught on better than it has. The Dragon Ball Super movie that just came out in Japan not that long ago, although it opened, surprisingly, not in Japan, but in Latin America. And I want you to think about this. This is a Dragon Ball movie. And I'm going to combine it with another recent animated movie, Ralph Breaks the Internet. All right? Because Ralph Breaks the Internet opened with a $56 million weekend over Thanksgiving. Okay, so that's a 5-day weekend where it made $56 million. And that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of weekend. That's a lot of money.
This Dragon Ball movie, which is infinitely better, by the way, opened in January. No holidays involved. In January with a $36 million opening. But that's just in Latin America. Latin America is not that big, folks. Especially compared to the U.S. over a Thanksgiving movie.
I wasn't aware that Goku was so big in Latin America.
I did not know that either, but yeah, a $36 million opening just in Latin America, not the U.S., not even in Japan where it comes from. But this, just to add to it, this past Wednesday, because this movie is not getting a wide release, and for the life of me, I cannot figure out why. It opened Wednesday in the States on a whopping 180 screens. That's not much.
No.
And it still made just short of $7 million.
It's up to 500, well, still not even 500 screens, which
yeah,
typically wide releases 3,000 screens, maybe even 4,000. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Why release it? It's people want to see this, apparently, because it's making that
obviously,
$7 million on 180 screens? That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. That's a nice chunk of change.
So good for them.
It's made Goku. $13 million. That's a Friday. So because the estimates aren't out for the whole weekend yet, but so good chances take $20 million on less than 500 screens. That's nuts.
That
as in a weekend, $20 million, yeah. Entire run.
I mean, that's more than what the last several Adam Sandler movies combined.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Anyway, another money-making machine, and this comes out from... Well, oh, look, we're back to J.J. Abrams and sequels and reboots and whatever. Mission Impossible 7 and 8 are going to be filmed with Christopher McQuarrie producing and directing them. And they're going to be shot back-to-back, similar to the way Avengers 3 and 4 were. And they're going to be coming out... apparently in summer of 2021 and 2022, respectively. Although, actually, I think it would be great if they flipped that and had 8 come out in 2021 and 7 come out in 2022.
Ooh, that would be so cool.
Just to screw with people and make them go, ooh, Yoda numbered it.
Tom was the time stone.
Well, Yoda was played by Tom Cruise in the original movies because, you know, they're both short with big ears. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. They did announce, though, and this doesn't make a whole lot of sense so far. I'm sure it will once we get the storyline, but Henry Cavill and Alec Baldwin are supposed to be coming back, which is kind of weird because, spoiler.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough of time. Both of their characters are dead.
That's kind of weird. Time travel, like I said.
Yeah, they find that's where the time stone from the Avengers Infinity War thing went.
Infinitors.
Oops, I seem to have tripped over that word. Anywho, so yeah, more Mission Impossible stuff coming. More stuff coming from Disney, where they're going to be making... Well, they have been remaking their old animated movies as live-action movies, and the next in the list is The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And I don't know that I want to see that in as a live-action thing, not because... The good guy doesn't entirely win in that one, does he? Our hero doesn't get the girl, you can flip that in some of them.
That's one of my favorite movies is the 1939 version, which is awesome with Charles Laughton. I have yet to see the Disney version because I just saw enough clips of it to know that it just looked like crap. It literally didn't look good. Which
it was not one of their better movies.
I can see them going for a live action musical version because Beauty and the Beast did pretty well at the box office. Hopefully they can repair the damage they did. It's a fantastic story. From what I've heard, apparently Josh Gad is going to be playing the lead, which is an interesting choice. Not sure if he has the acting chops for it because he really played a great actor in that role. I'm not saying he can, but I haven't seen any evidence of it. He can definitely sing. He can act, yes. I don't know if he can carry pull this off. Hopefully he can. Hopefully the movie. I'm not rooting against it. But given what they did the first time they had a shot at it, I don't have big hopes for it.
Yeah. I've seen it because I've got kids that age. And yes. I was kind of forced to when I watched it and kind of went, So, and speaking of those three particular onomatopoeic things, they're making a Monopoly movie, which, and that's where we're going next with this, because there's several movies that they announced this week that I don't really see how they're going to make into a movie. They made Battleship, so hey, whatever. And along those same lines, they are now making a Monopoly movie. I don't get this. Tim Story is in negotiations to do direction and everything. Kevin Hart is supposedly going to lead the movie. And let's see, where did I find the original premise, which they may or may not be using, quote, follows a boy from Baltic Avenue who uses both chance and community in a quest to make his fortune. So that's almost a storyline but
you know what it is? That's a pass, is what that is.
I think so as well.
Be prepared for thousands of headlines. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Do not see Monopoly.
I expect that to come, yes. Similarly, yes, I realize that has too many syllables in it. Screen Gems announced they've acquired the rights to make a Just Dance movie based on the video game of the same name. Now, several things struck me about this. First, I didn't realize Screen Gems still existed.
That's what I was just going to say. The last time I saw Screen Gems was at the beginning of a Three Stooges short on television.
Screen Gems? I was going to go with, I think it was Thunderbirds.
Wow.
And I don't mean the movie. I mean the Marionette TV series.
Yeah.
Anyway, and if you're not familiar with the Just Dance video game series, it's a game where you're supposed... I mean, the game in the arcade made sense because you actually have to not necessarily dance, but instead of holding a gamepad or a joystick or something, the buttons you have to hit are on the floor, and you have to actually not necessarily jump on them or something, but touch them with your feet, and it looks kind of like you're dancing. No, it doesn't. it looks really awkward, actually, but there's a home version of it, and really it's just, we're playing a song, and you're supposed to push these buttons at this time, and that's the basis of the game. There is literally not a story that goes with it. There's more of a story to Monopoly, and Monopoly doesn't have a story either. I don't know how this is going to work. I think this will get a... This has to be another pass movie.
Hopefully it has like a $15 million budget, and it will probably steer 80 and go... We'll get to see Just Dance 2 and then Just Dance 3 and, you know, different horrible areas. No, we won't get to see them because we're not going to. But no. The general population. I mean, will
we watch movies so you don't have to, but we're not watching this one.
No, hint. Sorry.
And speaking of things we're probably not going to see, and I suspect this is one of them, I don't know how many reboots this is going to make of this particular property, but the Ninja Turtles are coming back again. And do we need another Ninja Turtles movie, or can we just let them go for 15 more minutes?
I'm ready for another Ninja Turtles movie, but it has to be a good movie. So, and there hasn't been one of those for what, 20 years? So,
has there ever been a good Ninja Turtle movie?
The first two were fun.
All right.
And again, that's so long ago.
It is.
I'm fine with it, but as long as Michael Bay can't even smell it because he's so far away from it, I think it has a chance to be
good. J.J. Abrams is making it, and they're all going to be replaced with lens flares.
Quite likely.
I'm just saying. Anyway, so let's see another reboot, because we haven't seen a reboot. Actually, I don't know that we've seen a reboot of this. There's been a lot of continuations. Perry Mason, who I loved the series back in the 50s. I wasn't around then. I've bought the discs. The Lawyer Show, which I thought was really good, and I don't know that we've seen any Perry Mason stuff since the made-for-TV movies, which I think they stopped making those in the 80s when Raymond Burr, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, yeah, died.
Yes.
Anyway, this new series is, let's see, they've announced that it's starring Matthew Rhys, who I'll admit I'm not entirely sure who he is, but that's okay. I mean, I've seen the pictures, I know he was in The Americans, which I haven't watched, and that's fine. What I'm not particularly keen on is that it's a prequel series set in 1932 Los Angeles, which actually sounds like it could be fine, except...
That's awesome.
Except it's exploring the time before he became the legendary criminal defense lawyer, and he's living check to check as a low-rent private investigator. And that's where I kind of go, there's no Della Reese.
So he's Paul Drake and Perry at the same time.
There's no Paul Drake either.
Yeah, because he is the PI.
He is the PI.
I love the 32... Los Angeles thing,
I like that idea.
These are based on novels that were actually written in the 30s, so it makes sense. They're actually going to go back to the source material. Awesome. Prequel, really? So you're going to relaunch one of the most beloved law shows ever on television, one of the most successful ever, and he's not going to be a lawyer.
We're going to make a Star Trek series, but it'll have no spaceships and no interaction with extraterrestrial beings. Huh? Why? You know, to me, it's that kind of a concept.
It exactly is. Perry Mason without the courtroom drama. Okay. It might be a good show.
It sounds like Gotham. But we're making a Batman series without Batman. What? Yeah. No. I don't care how good people think it is. They're wrong.
It's a bizarre choice. Very
I know.
Bizarre.
Very weird. But then there's something that came out this week, and it surprised both of us because there have been rumors about it for decades now.
Yeah.
Ivan Reitman's son, Jason, is making Ghostbusters 3. Now, this is not a sequel to the all-female cast of a couple years ago. This is supposedly bringing back the originals. Excuse me. I'm going to need a drink. Hang on.
At least it picks up the original story. And a lot of the articles were talking about, how great this is because it's such a great franchise. And it's like, it was a pretty good animated series, and it was a great original movie.
The first animated series was excellent.
Right. Ghostbusters 2 really isn't a good movie, and the people who are saying, "Oh, that was a really good movie," I even saw one article said that they actually thought it was better than the first one, and said, "Don't ever watch a movie again because you clearly don't know what the hell a movie is if you think Ghostbusters 2 was better than the first." It's like, wow, it's a bad retread, which is exactly why Bill Murray has been resistant to a sequel for decades, because the second one. First one is crap. It's not crap as a standalone piece, but compared to the first one, it sucks. Which is why he didn't want to make another sequel, because he was afraid it would also suck.
Finally, I did like the second one. Not quite as much as the first one, but I did like the second one.
You know, I almost hate the second one because it's so far from the first one. It's a rehash a lot of the same jokes. It's way too dependent on the special effects. Just not as good a movie. But this is very cool that Jason Reitman is involved. And I do want to say I understand totally why he's not picking up the pieces from the reboot, the relaunch, which had the all-female cast. It's not because it had an all-female cast, it's because it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
It's like you have two excellent comedians and they had zero funny lines. Who the hell approved that script is beyond me. It wasn't the actress's fault. The script was trash. You know, it's had a lot of funny moments, and it's by all the supporting characters. The two leads had nothing good to do. So, yeah, run far from that disaster.
See, or my thing, sorry.
Keep ahead, them and have point. Good script.
Yeah.
Your thing.
What I was thinking was the way they're describing this, is that they haven't really said how many of the original cast members are showing up, although they're expecting some of them.
Right.
And the concept is to hand it off to a next generation of Ghostbusters.
Right.
So, you know, Venkman's kid, or maybe even get Oscar, the baby from the second one. See.
Supposedly two female teenagers, two male teenagers. And
I doubt they're going to use teenagers, but yeah, this is where you know, if you want to bring female characters in, here you go. Here's an opening. Take it. Take it, run. You know, I just think it makes more sense to do it that way than to just reboot the entire movie and go, look, everyone got a sex change. Including the secretary, which was kind of odd. I'm not saying that the secretary has to be a woman. It just that everyone in the movie just did the gender switch thing.
And I'd be okay with that if they had had a good script to go along with the gender switch.
Yeah.
But they didn't. Ryan has directed Thank You for Smoking, which is excellent. Juno, which is great. Up in the Air, which is great. Young Adult, which is great. Labor Day. And Tully, So he has a lot of really, really good movies to his credit. So I'm really excited about this because this is in really, really good movies.
Let's see. Moving on to, and actually, if you're interested, there is a teaser for this movie, which is what made all the news, really, was not just that there's going to be a movie, but that, hey, look, here's a teaser. No, there are no actual actors in it, but it makes sense. It's worth watching. It's on the net. Check it out. Along with a lot of other trailers that came out this week. I guess we're going to start with the one that should have come out a couple months ago, Spider-Man Far From Home. There's finally a trailer where we get to see what Mysterio looks like. He's a 5'2" Hispanic guy with a mask who jumps around and does lots of things with wrestling ropes. I'm kidding. That's Rey Mysterio.
His finisher is this. No, we won't go with a finishing move. Because he killed somebody with it.
He actually did, which is terrifying, really.
Yeah.
That's also available on YouTube if you really want to see Rey Mysterio act. Actually, that was scary.
That was very scary.
Well, it was the guy he accidentally killed. And yes, this is not a wrestling storyline. Rey Mysterio actually killed someone in a ring several years ago, and it was one of the friends he grew up with.
Yeah.
That's scary. Anyway, meanwhile, back at Mysterio in Spider-Man Far From Home, looks good. I like it, and you know that this movie is set after Infinity War. Wait a minute. Spider-Man died in that. Oh, look, there's Nick Fury. He died in that, too. How could you... Maybe that's why they were waiting to release it, the trailer, because they'd have to have those characters. But I think everyone on the planet knows that they're coming back.
Yeah, I don't understand why they delayed the release. What, it's almost a month since they showed it at a comics convention?
Yeah.
Because, like you said, those characters are coming back because, after all, it's a Spider-Man movie. And it's not the alternate universe Spider-Man movie. It's the Spider-Man movie. Of course he's going to be in there. Just weird, because there's nothing in that trailer remotely that's remotely a spoiler, plus the fact that it doesn't say it happens after Infinity War. I mean, apparently everything says it happens right at the end of Infinity War Endgame, but there's nothing in the trailer that says that. So what exactly was the delay for? Really weird. As far as the trailer itself, looks great. Looks new. Mysterio looks like Mysterio. Thank you very much.
It's about time.
To me, the plot line's kind of obvious, because if you know the character, it should be extremely obvious what's going there. And if it's not, be surprised when the movie's out. It's still going to be great. And by the way, no, they did not steal that from The Incredibles. They did it from Mysterio all the way back in the so.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that. For people who are saying this is a ripoff of The Incredibles plotline, that would be a big no.
No. Actually, you mentioned some other trailers that came out this week, but I forgot to write them down.
Oh, you sad person. Well, yeah, let me pull up the list of the trailers that we talked about. Since we were just talking about wrestling, Fighting With My Family, interesting title. This is a movie, Paige, the WWE. Who is actually, isn't she the general manager of
I'll be honest, I stopped now? Watching WWE. I'm watching New Japan and Ring of Honor.
Oh, you're actually watching wrestling as opposed to the soap opera.
Yeah.
Anyway, Paige is a very popular performer, excellent wrestler.
I'm aware of who she is, but that's about it.
This movie is produced by The Rock. The Rock has at least cameos in it. I imagine that's probably really all he is in it. Because it's not about The Rock. It's about this family, British family, a brother and sister. Their lifelong dream was to be in the WWE. And this is not a spoiler because it's in the trailer. One gets picked, the other one doesn't. It looks hilarious. Imagine that, a movie with The Rock. Funny, but it does. It absolutely looks great. And Nick Frost plays the dad, and he's, oh my God. Say there's a scene where the family is sitting around, the extended family is sitting around, and they're talking about they want to be wrestling. And one of the cousins or aunt or whoever says, isn't that fake? And he just gets this look on his face like he's about to pummel them. He doesn't even say anything. And it's just, this it's going to be a really, really fun movie. I'm excited to see it. And even if The Rock only had a couple scenes in it, but he has one more because we've seen those scenes in the trailer. But very good stuff.
I just looked at this. Written and directed by Stephen Merchant.
Yeah, that's kind of strange, isn't it?
I would not have... he's a 6'10" actor, isn't he? British guy. He's very funny. It just, I had not put him together with this yet.
Yeah, pretty strange. Not what I expected. But definitely catch the trailer, and when the movie comes out, it looks like it's going to be terrific. We talked about Spider-Man Far From Home. Yeah, another film that has a title and then a colon and sense title, Alita Battling. We talked about that before. The trailer looks great. Tons of action. Second trailer has just come out. Also has a lot of action, gives a little more detail of the storyline. Still looks like it's going to be an amazing movie that actually has an interesting plot line go along with all the great action sequences. So Alita Battle Angel looks fantastic. Really looking for this. Just this poor little girl rising up expression. And except that she's some hybrid battle angel person. Looks great. Absolutely looks great.
And the eye thing will make sense in the story, just to let you know.
Yes. John Wick 3, full colon.
Yeah. That
just hit. If you like the John Wick movies, it sure looks like you're going to like this one. I lots of gunplay, lots of excellent fight scenes, lots of piano. Perfectly for this role, because he's not the most expressive actor, but when the role fits him, he's great. He's great in these movies. I expect this is going to be great as well. Again, another terrific cast. Lawrence Fishburne, Halle Berry. Halle Berry apparently has a fairly large role, and just from the clip, it looks like she's actually acting, as opposed to what she does in half of her movies when she just walks around. So, because she definitely can act, it's just like most of the movies she's in that I've seen, just like, they don't really ask her to do anything other than just walk around and look pretty. This one, she looks good, as in acting.
Yeah.
So, highly recommended that. And there's a new trailer for Godzilla King of the Monsters. And it's like the week of the full colon movies, which doesn't mean that they're crap. But a new trailer again, a few more sequences of the monsters. Looks like lots of monster footage in this, which was one of the complaints about the, was it 2015 now? Godzilla movie?
There wasn't, I think it was, yeah.
Action. Looks like there'll be a lot of it in this. It looks terrific. Absolutely looks terrific. So, a lot of awesome things to look forward to. Thank you very much, movies.
And actually, I'll go along with the song that is inadvertently playing in the background. Again, yes. Sorry about that. Not our idea. But it kind of goes along with this last story, which I think it's that some people haven't quite caught up to the rest of the news. They obviously don't listen to our show because we mentioned this weeks ago. Rhett Reese and Paul Wenrick, who wrote the Deadpool movies, have said they're not going to be writing the third Deadpool movie yet because the X-Force movie is up next, and that's where they need to go with everything. Except Fox has said they're not going to be making the X-Force movie. That's going to be coming out once it's handed over to Disney, if it comes out at all. Are we the only ones who read the news?
Yes.
Did no one tell them? Oh, by the way,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's kind of odd.
Just an odd thing. Thought I'd point it out. Thought it was weird. And a good note to end the show on. No, we're not using that as the exit theme for the show. But I would like to point... I can hear it. I don't know if it's going to come out in the final recording. Anyway, wanted to let you know, keep an eye on the cinemasavants.com website, because Oscar weekend, we're going to be doing our own version of the Oscars, the F7 Shoe Awards. I'm going to put up a ballot where you can vote for who gets what award. Hopefully I'll have that up this week, but keep an eye on it. It'll be up soon. You know, while you're there, hit up the store, buy a Cinema Savants shirt or something, and subscribe to the show because it'll be good for you. In the meantime, we'll be back on Friday with reviews of movies, because that's what we do. But, you know, until then, you, yourself, can in fact get out and go see a movie.
Captain, we're losing power on the warp engines.
I think we should be leaving now.
I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
And on that unusually harmonious bombshell, it is time to end.
I am very disappointed!
Man, we have a weird job.
It's shameful, but it's a living.
And like that, he's gone.
Hey, who turned out the light?